Good evening, 6th of November, 2024. Yes, that's right. I'm cooking on a little under 4 hours sleep because, you know that meme? This is how women sleep, you know, peacefully, and this is how men sleep. We don't! We're up monitoring the election to make sure that shit doesn't flip blue at 4 o'clock in the fucking morning. Don't blink! It'll get switched. Did you have that? I'm like, I can't sleep because cause and effect is backwards for me. I still have PTSD from 2020. So yes, good evening. Good evening. Some answers as to where those 20 million mystery voters may have vanished. They're still only half finished, I think, in California. See, I know that there's some paper ballots and shit like that, but isn't the whole point of electronic stuff? Isn't the whole point of electronic stuff that you're supposed to count it quickly? I mean, people with actual paper ballots count it faster than all of this fancy-dancy machinery. It's like you've got this giant Excel spreadsheet, right? And then your boss says, well, what's the total? And you're like, well, shit, I don't know, man. I'm going to have to work that out by hand. And it's like, didn't I pay a $3,000 computer? And don't you have Excel training? And you've got this giant spreadsheet with 90 tabs? No. I mean, I have a spreadsheet. That's true. But if you want the total, I'm going to have to go and count things by hand and work it out with an abacus and my fucking toes. But you have a computer. Doesn't matter. In honor of how the U.S. runs its election, I would be going to everyone's house and doing the podcast by hand. I'll do it with hand puppets and yelling from probably the trunk of your car. So, yes. Yeah, you know, as it sort of turns out, as a whole, going on empty, vapid statements like threat to democracy, Nazi, rapist, racist. It turns out that doesn't actually change the price of groceries. Also turns out that women buy gas and eggs and milk a whole lot more than they buy abortions. Well, how did Joe Biden get 80 plus million votes? Well, it would be interesting to see if any of that gets investigated. I mean, I'm sure the evidence is long gone, but. Oh, yeah. Trump is the only man in history to win 3 presidential elections and stop 2 women from becoming president. Well, it's not so much the 2 women, it's 2 warmongering women. These would be Queen Boadicea's Valhalla, spiked chariot wheels, harpies of absolute death. Absolute death. You know, women start wars as leaders. Women start wars more than men do, right? So, anyway, I'm here to chew gum and answer questions, and I'm fresh out of gum. But how about a reverse song quiz? Days grow shorter and the nights are getting long. Feels like we're running out of time. Every day it seems much harder, telling right from wrong. You got to read between the lines. Don't get discouraged. Don't be afraid. We can make it through another day. Make it worth the price we pay. I don't know that song. Trump will actually free Ross? I don't know that song. Well, anybody want to talk Bitcoin? It seems to me that there might be a little bit of something going on a Bitcoin, in that Canadian, it's gone up in the last day, $8,415.83, which is not small. Which is not small. So right now, Bitcoin is cooking at $105,377.60. And that is really, really something. So let's talk about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is more health. I mean, holy crap, right? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wrote FDA's war on public health is about to end. This includes its aggressive suppression of psychedelics, peptides, stem cells, raw milk, hyperbaric therapies, chelating compounds, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamins, clean food, sunshine, exercise, nutraceuticals, and anything else that advances human health and can't be patented by pharma. Oh, come on, I'm sure Moderna's patented the sun already. If you work for the FDA and part of this corrupt system, I have two messages for you, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. One, preserve your records, and two, pack your bags! Oh, boy, it's he who wrote the real Anthony Fauci. Holy crap. That man is like Golem Italian Garden Gnome Satan. So 20 million votes weren't counted, somebody says, hello, and somebody said, although it's confirmed that Trump won 270-plus electoral votes, some states have not counted every ballot for the popular vote. For example, California has only counted 8 million votes, which is 54%. Once finished counting, millions more votes will be added to the total. So that's important to recognize. Senator Loomis. Isn't that nice that it's like luminescence? And Senator Loomis has put forward a bill for the U.S. government to buy $200,000 Bitcoin over 5 years for a total of 1 million Bitcoins. At today's price, that would be worth $76 billion. Well, well, well. That's interesting. That's interesting. I mean, do I think that's feasible? Well, it's something. It's something. It's interesting. All right. If Trump can even do 50% of what he promised in full, that's unbelievable and a tremendous outcome for the U.S. Man, if he gets to 50%, that would be amazing. That would be amazing. It's Fight the Good Fight by Triumph. I don't know Triumph very well. Bought some more Bitcoin after your post the other day. Here's some of today's profits. Thank you. I appreciate that. Do you think there is a possibility of other assassination attempts on Trump? You know, it could be. It could be. Of course, anything's possible. But it feels to me, it's just a feeling. It's not a fact, right? It's just a feeling. And tell me if you guys feel differently. But it feels to me like the wind is out of the sails for this anti-Trump stuff. There was no big October surprise. There was no race-baiting George Floyd riot summer of love. There just didn't seem to be the same hysteria. I think they've burned out for now. I mean, they will gather their strength, I'm sure. But I think they've kind of burned themselves out at the moment. Hey, Steph, women are now not going to be loose women themselves, as they say they no longer have access to abortion. Thank you, President Trump. Yeah, you know, it's really sad. Now, of course, this is not most women, right? The problem is, of course, that social media gives you an impression that is statistically wildly off from the center of the bell curve, right? The extremes tend to show up in social media. But there do seem to be a fair number of posts from women who are saying, well, that's it, guys. If you're not going to give us Kamala Harris, then you can't touch women for like 4 years. Did you think that one through? And how strange it is to think that all you have to offer political discourse and contributions to the philosophical weight and meaty matters of epistemological and ethical discussions in society is the giant scissor sound of your legs closing. While I don't have an argument, but I do have an inaccessible snatch. Okay. That's, again, it's very much a minority, but my gosh. My gosh, isn't that sad? Isn't that sad? That was a great Valley Girl impersonation. Well, we all have our inner self. They should bring back Cyclamates too. Okay, what's your pet thing about health? Let's just go completely off the reservation here. What is your pet thing or theory about health? This, none of this is medical advice. We're just jawboning as complete idiot amateurs. But what is your pet thing? I'll go first. My pet thing is that exercise and dancing is the best cure for depression and virtue, right? But virtue is kind of a given in what we talk about here. But exercise and dancing, dancing in particular, is the best cure for depression. That's sort of my hot take for health, right? Oh yes, too much exercise, too much love will kill you. Too much exercise can kill you, especially if you're a white man. Study finds 7.5 hours a week of fitness doubles your risk of heart disease. Well, I wonder though. I mean, I think that's all just not true at all, right? They don't want maybe white men who are generally free speech absolutists and small government guys. They don't want you working out because then you're weak and pathetic and easily led by the nose. But I wonder if it's 7.5 hours a week of fitness doubles your risk of heart disease, or just maybe the people who work out that much. I mean, that's not a huge amount. I do that at least a week, but not all, of course, weights. But maybe it's the supplements or the steroids they're taking that has more to do with their heart disease risk, right? So somebody says, oh, Kairos, germs don't cause disease. Most diseases are caused by stress. Ah, yeah, the stress thing is a big deal, I think. If you act healthy, even when you're sick, you'll get healthier faster. Yeah. Body is an engine. Got to keep it pumping to keep it healthy and clear. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody says, hi, Steph. Used to follow you on YouTube, but I haven't seen you since you got squashed. Sorry for bringing up war wounds. Can I ask you for a brief update on what you've been doing since? Yes, you certainly can. I have been helping the world, spreading parenting. I've written 3 books since I was deplatformed. 2 novels, one called The Future, about how a free society works in practical terms, and it's a great drama. The other one called The Present, about how society slides into the abyss of disaster because of statism, and my book Peaceful Parenting. And so I've written 3 books. I've done probably 1,000 or 1,500 shows, one of which we are going on tonight, and helped tons of people apply philosophy in their lives through call-in shows and lots of great stuff. So yeah, that's what I've been up to. All right. Imagine being a voter and your sole political concern is not being able to murder your baby because you can't not have raw, unprotected sex for 1 week. Right. What is 6.9? Do you guys know what 6.9 is? Do you know what 6.9 is? 6.9 is something fun interrupted by a period. All right. The sun is amazing. Getting sunlight is great. We evolved on this planet outside most of the time. Yes. Yes, for sure. Yeah, Zuckerberg started working out, became less woke. Yeah. Used to dance all the time when I was young. Favorite music in front of the mirror. Haven't had in a long time. You should, yeah. Dancing with your kids is great fun. In what order should your novels be read? You could go through time. Like, you could go through them in time. So in sequence, it would be Just Poor, Revolutions, Almost, The God of Atheists, The Present, The Future. I liked the Bear Grylls segments in your latest video. Good. But yeah, I mean, you can just go in whatever way you like. Whatever works for you. The God of Atheists is a great book. FDRURL.com/TGOA. It's a great, great book. Certainly one of the funniest things that I've written. Outside of Stefan, I truly admire Trump. The odds were stacked against him and he still won. This gives me so much inspiration to never give up. As I understand that, I do not what is possible for myself nor my potential. Thank you, Stefan, for everything you have done and continue to do. Yeah. Yeah. There is no defeat save surrender. True surrender, where you give up the fight. There's no defeat save surrender. You just switch tactics. I mean, let's say it's France in the summer of 1940, May 1940. You lose very quickly to the Germans. Well, you go and regroup in England. Some of you will continue the government in exile in the south of France. Some of you will start doing guerrilla moves against the Germans. all you do in life, you don't surrender, you just switch tactics. Right? Or all you do in life, you don't surrender, you just switch tactics. The way that I view my life is I view my life as a giant cascade of water coming down the side of a mountain. And just some water has to reach the bottom. And as I am a giant body of water cascading down a mountain, well, you hit obstacles. You hit rocks and gullies and valleys and pools, and right, you pool up sometimes, and you have to wait for the rain to swell, and then you continue. But you just keep going. You just keep going. You just gravity and your will, you find a way to the bottom of the mountain. Not all of you does, but you do as much as you can. And sometimes, you know, there's that great quote, sadly, from an evil guy. I think it was Lenin who said there are decades in which nothing happens and then weeks in which decades happen. You just have to be patient. Bide your time, continue on, work your will, and whatever obstacle you come up against is there to strengthen your resolve. You just keep willing. All you have to do and win in life, in general, is just not give up. So many people give up. So many people give up. It's the race is not to the swift, but who can endure it? Right. So just you're giving up is a sin against life and conscience and virtue. And giving up is the brain saying, well, I really don't want the heart to give up. I really don't want the lungs to give up, but I'll fucking flake and fall over like a fat kid on a hike. Right. You heart, you can't give up, because if you give up, we die. You lungs, you better not give up. You liver, you kidneys, digestion, a stomach, you better not give up, man. Teeth, you better not give up. You keep going no matter what. But the brain is like, well, little star, I'm going to exempt myself from this because I'm a fastidious little aristocrat, and in times when I just need my rest, I need to rest my feet on the back of a spiny surfboard, and I just need to faint on the couch and, you know, just have my little vapors, and I need to fall over Blanche DuBois style. But you heart, you better keep hammering, man. You better keep going. But me, as the brain, I'm just, it's so hard sometimes. I just, it's just something that I want to punch myself when I do that voice. Hoping for less war with Trump, you say? But he seems to support Israel quite strongly, so we will see how much deeper and messier the Middle East gets. Well. Yes, there will be less war with Trump. There will be less war with Trump. Trump's resolution is beyond staggering. Well, I think they just dropped the cases against him, right? The DOJ dropped their cases against him today, because you can't prosecute a sitting president, and the guy's going to get fired. I think he's quit now. He's going to get fired anyway, right? Yeah, like all we can really hope for in the world of conscience and virtue and resolution is to have, you know, roughly the equivalent life, energy, and willpower of our little fucking toe, right? That's all, right? My little toe never gives up. It doesn't even know what it's there for, other than occasionally get its scalp pinched when I'm trimming my toenails. The little toe, what the fuck is it there for? It's just some leftover little finger. People lose their little toes and they don't sort of careen in like drunken sailors, right? They don't just fall over like people with vertigo. You don't just fall over. So the little toe is like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here. I'm just this vestigial leftover thing, like the appendix on the base of the spine monkey cutoff. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here, but I'm going to keep going, man. I'm going to grow. I'm going to shed skin. I'm going to take that blood and I'm going to stay alive and I'm not going to get necrotic. And I'm just going to fucking will my way forward. Why? I don't know. I'm a little toe. What do I want? I want to make more little toes. So whatever I can do to help the balls get the semen into an egg, fine. I mean, if missing a little toe is kind of weird, having an extra little toe, I mean, the sixth toe, don't even get me started. Let's just go with the five. Your little toe, my little toe, they don't know what the fuck they're here for. They don't see anything. They don't smell anything. They don't hear anything. They're just like, yep, I'll take some blood. I'll refresh the veins, the capillaries, I'll keep the flesh going, I won't rot, I won't fall off, I won't die, and just holy shit. Can we at least have the kind of dogged resolution in our hearts, minds, souls, and virtues? Can we at least have the kind of dogged resolution you get from your average little fucking toe? That's all. It's all I'm asking. It just keeps going. It just keeps going. Little toe, it just keeps going. It gets no respect. It just sits there down at the end of your body. It's like the little peninsula, a little sort of pointless appendix peninsula in your body, and it just does its thing. It just does its thing. Doesn't give up. Doesn't give out. Just keeps chugging. Providing 3.5% additional balance. Since time immemorial, the unsung little toe. With its weird, is that a nail? Is that just something crusty? I don't know. You don't think about it. You don't care about it. You don't work it out. You just wash between it and slice that weird little half nail off. That's it. That's it. Be the toe. Fight hard. Be good. Embrace the toe. You embrace the toe. You can't be defeated. Little toe can't be defeated. Just embrace it. You don't even have to aim to be the Ringo Starr of the drum style heartbeat. You don't even have to be that. You don't have to be that. Don't have to be grandiose. Oh, eyes, please keep functioning. Oh, nose, please doth keep smelling. No, just look at your little toe and say, well, that shit, that he doesn't give up. I barely even think about him. He doesn't give up. So who am I to give up if my little toe can keep going? At least don't be beaten out in resolution by your little toe. Only the couch corner can defeat the small toe. Yes, that is true. See, it doesn't do much, but occasionally we just ram it into something, and then it's like, oh, I will make you suffer. You don't have to notice me that much, but at least don't brain me with the couch corner. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well said. Well said, indeed. All right. Let me get to your various questions. People, keep on worrying. All right. Imagine being a voter on your song. Yeah, we talked about that. Glad you found you again, sir. Congrats on your success. I appreciate that. I'm still standing. Yeah. Well, I'm sitting. But you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Somebody says, with Trump, I'm more excited to leave the decaying city of Toronto and move to the U.S. next year, hoping to find the woman of my dreams before the move to run away with and pop a million babies into. Well, statistically, that's kind of true. All right. Freedomain.com/donate. If you would like to help out the show, don't forget to go to fdrurl.com/TikTok and to sign up there. I would appreciate that. You can also go to tiktok.com/@freedomain.com. You can sign up there. And that's where a lot of shorts go, and they're ripe for the sharing. Ripe, I say, for the sharing. All right. And I won't be too long. All right. So this is what Nick Carter wrote. I think he's a Bitcoin guy. Here's my Real Talk Trump 2.0 wish list. Just one man's views. Tell me which ones of these you agree with. COVID Nuremberg, most important. At a minimum, what was Fauci's role in gain of function research? I always read that as Game of Thrones research for no reason. Gain of function research. Ideally, jail time for those responsible. This one cannot be overlooked. Is that right? Jail time? I'm not quite sure. I follow that. I'm not quite, and maybe I'm missing something. I'm not sure how it would just be jail time. I mean, America has the death penalty for murder, right? So if you were, I don't know how this is going to play out, but if you were, say, using taxpayer money to fund gain of death research in the Wuhan lab or other places in a communist dictatorship, that would be mass murder, wouldn't it be? I'm no legal expert, but it would seem to me that if you funded and enabled a gain-of-function research and hid it from people, then you would be responsible for the resulting deaths, right? And if you are responsible for however many millions of deaths occurred under COVID, I'm not sure that jail time would be the response in American law. Again, I'm no lawyer, it's just my opinion, but I don't think it would just be jail time. Fix and seal the border, right? A full investigation of OCP 2.0. Now, pardon my ignorance, what the hell does that mean? Open compute project. I don't know what that means. Maybe I'm missing something. But anyway, he says that. But how was the DOJ, Fed, FDIC able to weaponize the banks against disfavored causes, including crypto? Who was responsible? Prosecution when necessary. Stablecoin legalization, market structure bill, overhauling the SEC, allowing legal token issuance. Restore the US as the unquestioned crypto capital of the planet. Endless pointless wars like Russia-Ukraine, end funding to Ukraine, allow Israel to win once and for all. He says new Abraham Accords force NATO to pay their fair share. End U.S. involvement in or support for the UN unless they massively reform and stop coddling terrorists. Completely withdraw from the World Health Organization. So a bunch of other things. End EU harassment of the U.S. tax sector. If they try and regulate, fine. And sue our tech companies responsible for equal force, pull all military subsidies, etc. Accelerate AI development, massive expansion of energy base, let America be the clear AI winner, and AI safety in all decel cults. Oh, deceleration cults forever, unleash the private sector, and so on, right? So, interesting stuff. Well, I mean, saying that wars are pointless, I think is, you know, in my humble opinion, kind of missing the point. They exist because they serve some people's preferences and interests. Steph, did you see women losing their minds over the Trump victory? Yeah, Joe, don't fall for the PSYOP, right? So the PSYOP is, oh, you know, women are unstable and women are all leftists and women can't, right? These are people with severe personality disorders. It's got nothing to do with politics. They need drama. Then they grew up probably in hyper-stimulated and extremely dangerous environments. So they need hyperstimulation and danger, a sense of danger, in order to just feel like they're alive. They are tragic victims of abuse. And women, of course, they voted for the left more than men, but white women in particular, it was white women, Gen X, and male Latinos that pushed Trump over the line. So, I guess usually married, right? Thank a married white woman for all of that. So I mean, I did see some of this kind of stuff, but this is just people who have severe personality problems, and like something is deeply wrong with their brains and their emotional and limbic systems, and so all of that is tough. But it's not representative of most people, right? Somebody says, Steph, from last time, Steph, I took your advice and politely confronted the executives in my company who've been going to my boss. I asked him if I'm missing something and if I should be going to his manager for questions. He looked like he saw a ghost and was manipulative, but we came to a great resolution. Super happy to have done it. Oh, good for you. Good for you. This is somebody whose other people in the company were going to his boss rather than coming to him with problems. So he said, well, should I go to your boss? Is that what we do in the company? Help me understand. And it looks like that's worked out. It's very nice. I mean, universalizing things in a peaceful and positive way is usually the best way, at least to start resolving conflicts. There's no absolute guarantee it will, of course, resolve all conflicts because that's a free will issue. But thoughts on Joe Rogan making his endorsement the day before? Yeah, I had a pretty funny rant about this in the donor show, which you can check out at premium.freedomain.com. And of course, if you want to join this lovely crew of those who support philosophy, fdrurl.com/locals. You can sign up for a month for free, see what you like, but there's great, great stuff up there. So, yes, the gender mixing in women's sport is a problem. Yeah, so it took me a little while to understand this, but because I obviously was never a good enough or practiced enough sportsman to have it change my finances, right? So for me, it was like, I mean, I played a lot of different sports, but it never really led anywhere financial. But of course, in America in particular, and other places as well, but in America in particular, the girls need to do well in the sports in order to get their scholarships to universities. And sometimes these universities can be like fairly blindingly expensive, right? So it is a big issue that really hits not to just the sort of protective element of mothers and fathers, but also, you know, $50,000, $100,000 can hang in the balance with this kind of stuff as well. So it is a big deal for sure. It is a big deal. All right, so let me just check here and here and here. All right. All right. Let me just see what else I had stored. It's a good quote from the Talmud. He who has mercy on the cruel will ultimately become cruel to the merciful. That's true. All right. What have we got here? Senator Cynthia Loomis, we are going to build a strategic Bitcoin reserve. That is pretty cool. That is cruel. You have approximately 3 months until the U.S. government puts into law active accumulation of Bitcoin as a strategic reserve asset. Other sovereigns will be discreetly front running. The clock has already started. So, I mean, this is stuff I talked about years ago, in that governments that are heavily indebted will probably need to get into crypto as the only possible chance of paying off their debt. So what you do is you get into, this is amoral, right? I'm just saying that this is a mathematical strategy that I believe could work, is you go into a bunch of crypto, you print money like crazy, deflate your currency, pay off your debt with crypto. So that's it. Yes, this was a woman. Cancel all future plans with men. Use their own stupid traditional views against them. Say that you don't want sex before marriage. Say you're waiting for the right man. They will all be seething because they are sexually dependent on women who they called sluts. Yeah, see, this is the best angle. No sex before marriage. Give them what they voted for. Amazing. Amazing. Let's see here. Somebody says, this is Libs of TikTok. So far, she wrote, Chaya, her name is a great woman. So far, I've seen Democrats blame Kamala's loss on sexism, racism, Tim Walz, white women, men, the media, Joe Biden, Latinos, everything but Kamala. They can't admit that choosing a candidate based on the principles of DEI is a terrible strategy. It's very hard in the world, and I struggle with this, so I guess I could say it's very hard, like that sort of gets me off the hook. But I struggle with this, because I'm rational and really work hard to listen to evidence and adjust my beliefs and the contents of my mind according to reason and evidence. Because of all of that, I keep thinking other people will do that too. It's pretty wild, right? It is a big error. And we do this in order to have optimism. And sometimes that optimism is inspiring. And sometimes it's suicidal and insanely misplaced and dangerous, right? I mean, if you go into a conflict thinking that you can reason your way out when the other person is not itching to use violence, that optimism is dangerous, right? So if you would vote for somebody based upon ethnicity and sex, right? Like, she's, what is she? Black, Indian, something, something. So, Kamala. So, Jamaican, Indian, something like that. Anyway, so if you say, well, I would vote for someone based upon race and gender, then you look out at the world, and because you see it through that lens, you say, well, because I would do it, other people will do it too. And this just shows a massive amount of privilege. It's a massive amount of privilege to make decisions based upon not meritocracy, but ideology. That's privilege, right? It's like if you, I don't know if you've ever had in your life or been in the situation where you've had to take a job because you're broke. I've been in that situation where I just like, I just absolutely have to get, I have to work my way back from the paycheck. And I used to take waitering jobs sometimes just because I needed the tips to eat, right? To, cause you get paid in cash, right? So you cash out and you get some food, or you would take, I would take restaurant jobs because I would get food, right? Which was important as a general thing. It's nice to have. So if you can say, I don't really want this job. You know, I've got, you know, I'm living at home, I'm comfortable, I'm going to wait for just the right thing. Well, that's privilege, right? And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just you have choices that other people don't. So one of the reasons why people like some of this DEI stuff is it is a form of status, right? It's a form of status. Because what you're saying is I'm rich enough that considerations of meritocracy don't really apply to me. Like if you're a farmer and you've got to make it through the winter, you better be a damn good farmer and you better grow everything really well and you better chase all the birds away and you better make sure the boll weevils don't eat your cotton or whatever. So if you're eating what you kill, then you have to be a really good hunter, you have to be a really good farmer. But if you are super wealthy, then you can be a hobby farmer. You can be a gentleman farmer. You can try all these different crops. You can fool around with things. You can give jobs to your buddies. You can, like, being against meritocracy as a whole is a status signal. It's a signal of having excess resources. You know, like if you look at women's fashion, right? Like a lot of women's fashion is to do with showing that you don't have to do physical labor, right? Wearing impractical dresses, wearing stockings, wearing high heels, having nails, having makeup, having your hair done. All of these are status symbols of saying, I don't have to do one little stitch of manual labor, darling. And don't even touch it. These things. I supervise things. I don't actually do them myself, right? So it's the more ornamental you are, the higher status you appear to be. It's kind of like the peacock's tail, right? If you can drag that thing around and still be successful, it means your genes are fantastic, right? In terms of productivity. So if you look at this sort of privileged life where you can make decisions not based upon raw meritocracy, but based upon these demographic considerations, what you're doing is you're saying, well, look, I'm so wealthy and privileged and so distant from reality that I can just jerk around things that aren't particularly meritorious. Meritocracy just doesn't matter to me because I have all these excess resources, darling, right? So it's just another status symbol. Right, like the people, if you look at the people of every race who are in poor, desperate neighborhoods, they as a whole did not want the withdrawal of police from their environment because the police are the wall against them and the criminals they live among who prey upon them. Right, so all of the people who were like, oh, I don't want to back the blue, I think it's really important to have mental health professionals go to deal with people who are, you know, they're not immoral, they're not corrupt, they're not bad, they're not evil. They're just, you know, having various mental health crises. And I think it's really important. All you're saying is that you don't live in those neighborhoods. You have a gated community, you have a wall, you have private security, you've got a doorman, you don't have to, like, it's just a status thing, right? Well, I think that police are vastly overused when it comes to dealing with criminals. Well, you're just saying you live in a wealthy neighborhood and you can afford other substitutes, right? I mean, one of the biggest things that stands between us and the truth is bullshit status displays. Bullshit status displays. And people who are interested in showing status can't ever get to the truth. It's all vanity. Vanity Fair, all is vanity, right? All right. Let's get to your thoughts. Any plans to debate Andrew Wilson on spanking? It's not huge on my list. I'll mull it over. All right. Are there any names you could share? Some of the people you expected most to have your back after the deplatforming, who didn't? Were there a lot? I don't think you'd need to ask that, right? You would just do a search for people and see what they did after I was deplatformed. But the deplatforming as a whole, right? The deplatforming as a whole was the world's way of saying, go back to philosophy. Right? The deplatforming as a whole was entirely based on the world telling me, go back to core philosophy. There's lots of people who can do politics. There aren't that many who can do first principles. And in particular, the ethics of child raising and the non-aggression principle and so on, right? So, you can look up who was there and who was not there. And I don't blame people for it. I understand that for some people, it's a sort of practical gig. For me, it's a mad calling. I mean, it is just a mad calling, which is why I took all of these, quote, crazy risks and ended up with all these threats and problems and so on. For me, it's just a real calling. And for some people, it's just more of a practical gig. And I don't mind that at all. I mean, just telling you the way that it is. Okay. But the fact that people let me spiral off the spaceship without turning anything around to get me gave me a huge amount of liberty, right? They did me, honestly, did me huge favors. They did me huge favors. Because if people had really circled back and really worked hard to keep me in the public sphere and so on, I wouldn't have been able to do all of the great things that I did over the last couple of years. And things which are better for the world objectively than my political analysis. Steph, didn't back in the day some aristocrats would get offended if you asked them if they knew how to do practical things because that would imply they can't afford someone to do it for them? Yes. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Let's see here. Bullshit status displays separate us from the truth. Jesus, that's such a good one to hear, Steph. It is. If you look at all of these, it's like, you know, the mass immigration question, right? All of the people who are for it are just saying that they don't have to live in the neighborhoods where this kind of stuff generally occurs and where the challenges are, right? So, Philip says, Lord Stefan of House Molyneux, speaker of truth, giver of wisdom, and bringer of peace. I have just sent you some Bitcoin. I thank you for everything you do. My son is raised peacefully. Thank to you. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. All right. Let's get to some more comments. I won't do a super long show tonight because I already did a long show earlier today. People keep on worrying because it won't be too long. All right. But it's pretty wild. You know, it's not a particularly political thing, but it is pretty wild to me that the degree to which the media's credibility has fallen over the past 8 years is, well, 9 years really, is pretty staggering, right? The degree to which the media's credibility has fallen. It was gospel, honestly. I mean, for the younger people, you just don't know. He said, you know, wearing suspenders up to his nipples and whittling something on the back porch while complaining about the price of lemons for lemonade. But you don't know. It used to be such a monolith. It used to be such a monolith. And now, the fact that the entire, I think, morally compromised chattering classes from Hollywood to TV to the media to the political classes to the pundits to the news anchors to the talk show hosts to the game show to the late night TV show hosts to the comedians, the fact that everybody, you know, 94 felonies, one conviction, two impeachments for Trump, and so on, right? The E. Lewis Carroll thing and all of that. The fact that people voted for him en masse is such a wild rebellion against mainstream propaganda. I can't even tell you what an absolutely staggering development this is in human history. This is as big a development in human history as the break from the Catholic Church through Martin Luther, through the Calvinists, the Zwinglians, the Anabaptists, and others. It's as big a break as that. Or the break from Jesus with former Judaism, the break with the Protestants from the Catholic Church. The break from mainstream media, the break from mainstream propaganda, that they can say all of these things about this guy relentlessly, and he still wins the popular vote by 5 mil plus. That is, I can't even tell you how unbelievable that is. That is. Yeah, my grandfather always said Walter Cronkite lied about the Tet Offensive in 1968. Media's been suspect for a long time. Yeah, I mean, the demoralization stuff with regards to the Vietnam War. I mean, he said, well, it's become unwinnable in 68, and that changed the whole course of the war. So I just wanted to say that this is absolutely, completely, and totally staggering. The loss of faith in the mainstream organs of propaganda has never been achieved before in human history. The loss of faith in mainstream propaganda organs is without precedent in human history. And let's see, what is the, Jeff Bezos was writing about with, was the Washington Post and so on, was really, really something. And I don't know what, where, let's see here, trust in media has tanked. So this is May 3rd, 2020. I'm just looking for some graphs here, but yeah, the media is, and this is why this sort of disinformation and misinformation is occurring. Because they're terrified that they can't control the way people think by repeating and morally frightening and being aggressive, right? Morally frightening people and being aggressive. It is really, really something. I'm just going to, I mean, some of this stuff is 2023, which feels like forever and a day ago as a whole. Oh, 2021, there's no point going back there. Cookies, you'd think they'd be a whole lot more fun. Oh my gosh, January 2022? My God. 2023, what do we got here? Only 7% of adults, this is American Trust in Media, is near a record low, study finds. This is from October 20th, 2023, so just 13 months or so ago, just a little under 13 months, 12 and a half months. Only 7% of adults have a great deal of trust in news media. 38%, they say they have none at all. So only 7% of Americans have a great deal of trust and confidence in the media, while 27% say they have a fair amount of trust in mass media. 28% of U.S. adults surveyed in the poll say they don't have much confidence in the media, with 38% saying they have none at all. Isn't that wild? This poll is the first time the percentage of Americans with no trust in the media at all is higher than the percentage of respondents with a great deal or a fair amount of trust. Partisan divide, 70% of Democrats say they have a great deal or fair amount of confidence in the media, 14% of Republicans and 27% of independents say the same. A majority of Republicans indicated they have no trust at all in the media for the third straight year. Right, so this is a massive breakaway. 14% of Republicans trust the media, 70% of Democrats. Well, that's because the Democrats have no interest in diversity. They are a monolith, right? They are an absolute monolith. They don't hire non lefties, right? And it's one of the things, of course, that I worked on from most of my career is just pointing out the falsehoods that the media has, right? I mean, if you ever want to know that there's two ways that you can figure out that the media is full of propaganda, right? And one of them, this is from Michael Crichton. I can't remember, the Gelman effect or something like that. So let's say you know a lot about Bitcoin, right? And then you read a mainstream media article about Bitcoin, you're like, oh my God, this is not true. It's not accurate. It's not right. And then you accept that, but then you turn over and the media is writing about Russia or Gaza or inflation or depression or like, and you think somehow that's better. Whereas everybody who's an expert, like, you can't be an expert in everything, right? I mean, there's lots of things I don't talk about because I'm not an expert in them, right? So to be an expert in something and then read about what the media writes about it is just like, whoa. But there's another level, and this is the true belly of the beast. Thank you for the tip. This is a true belly of the beast. Steph, I am glad you were wrong about Trump winning. I was so shocked when Trump won. Truly amazing. We are so back, boys. Well, sorry. I predicted on October the 30th, I predicted that Trump had the numbers. Assuming that there was not massive corruption, that Trump had the numbers to win. So I don't quite understand what you're saying about being wrong about that, but no, I said he had the numbers, and he did. He had the numbers. And by numbers, I meant not just the Electoral College, but the popular vote. So maybe you're thinking about someone else or something else. I'm certainly happy to get that dealt with. But so the final boss of media falsehood is when they write about you. When they write about you, that's your final boss, right? That's truly a staggering experience. And so if the media likes you, then they'll pump up your ego. And if they dislike you, they'll tear you down, neither of which has any particular relevance to facts as a whole. Sorry, didn't see that video. Sorry, Steph. No, it's fine. I just don't know why you would think I didn't think he would win. I mean, the numbers were pretty clear. And again, you can go back to my show from October the 30th, I think it's at about the 14-minute mark. Somebody asked me what I think the chances of Trump are winning. And I said, yeah, he's got the numbers. And assuming that there is no particular corruption, he's got the numbers to win. And I don't think there was. And the interesting question is sort of why. I don't think that the 3 a.m. ballots would have worked this way or this time. And of course, they didn't have the same mail-in thing that they had with the 2020 election. And of course, the Republicans had learned a lot from 2020, and they had a lot of people on the ground. They had a lot of lawyers. They had a lot of experts, and they got to record everything. And you know, there was, you know, they did the ground game of purging a lot of the voter rolls through Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch and things like that. So there was a lot of groundwork that was done to try and ensure a more accurate election. So. Yeah, it's a little thing, and I'm kind of fussy this way. Of course, not that I get everything right. Far from it. But if you say, oh, Steph thought Trump was going to lose, right? If you say that, if that's your particular belief or perception, you know, just do me a solid and check before talking about it, right? Because you'll be talking about this with other people and so on. Oh, Steph got it wrong and so on, and this sort of spreads. Like, you are responsible for the language you put out into the world, right? And it's not about media or anything. Like, I'm not even in politics anymore, so I don't particularly care about the credibility. But be careful and double and triple check the things that you say, especially if they're consequential, right? Like if you're saying something like, Steph did politics for many years, but he got something foundational like this wrong, when you put that out into the world, other people will listen to it, they will spread it, and it will be beyond recovery because you won't know who said to everything. So don't spread rumors and don't spread false information about people because it turns into a sort of snowball or an avalanche or a beast of its own that you can't control anymore. So again, nobody's perfect and I'm not trying to be this big nag and I've certainly got things wrong and I have to put out corrections and so on. But just try to be careful about the information you put out into the world and make sure that you are correct as best you can, right? And so on, right? Because now, if you've told other people that I was wrong, now you got to go and tell them and please tell other people, because, you know, I assume if you've told people that I was wrong about something that I was in fact right about, then you would go and correct that. You would go and correct that impression. Is that fair to say? You would go and correct that impression. All right. The censorship is the biggest problem. They propagandize everyone and then they censor us. Yes, for sure. Not a nag at all. I understand. Didn't see that video. I apologize. No, but it's not a question of didn't see the video. The question is why you would have that impression in the first place, right? That's the question. Maybe someone told you and you just repeated it or whatever, right? So it's not a question of whether you saw the video or not. The question is that you saying Steph is wrong about something, so you got that impression from somewhere, right? If that makes sense. All right. Right. Any other last questions, comments, issues, challenges? You need to get replatformed and repopularized, Steph. I loved your content for so long. Maybe. I'm not convinced. All right. Well, thank you everyone for your time, care, and attention tonight. If you are listening to this later, freedomain.com/donate, I really would appreciate your help and support with Le Show. And have yourself an absolutely beautiful, beautiful night. I will see you guys Friday night. And have yourself a great couple of days. Lots of love from up here. Talk to you soon. Bye.